All right, welcome back, everybody. This is The Drill. Talk right now to the Executive Vice President of Football Operations with the Jacksonville Jaguars as we get ready for a huge J-Fun weekend. 22nd annual, Tom Coughlin.
22nd, guys. How are you doing? Wow,
doing well. Crazy. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm a little disappointed because I didn't get to hear the Hicken kickoff this morning at 7 or whatever that is. I always rally around that.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, Coach, trying to get everybody ready.
Coach, I've been listening to that for 10 years, my man. 10 years. He walks right in and screams.
I guarantee you found a way to shut that off. I guarantee.
You know what? You're a man that knows about focus. I have. Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Sure. 22nd. The 22nd.
That's
Dan,
awesome.
And you've been a part of every one of them, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's the least we can do. This is a group led by you, your daughter Kelly, the whole Coughlin family. And in honor of Jay McGillis, that has distributed more than $8 million, Coach,
right,
to families tackling childhood cancer.
We sure have. And, you know, you think you're starting to make good progress, but the way that we approach it, Dan, with the practical aspect of helping people is so significant, and each year the number goes up. So the anticipation this year will be that in grants here in the Jacksonville area and in New York, you know, will be over $800,000 in each area. So we are here to help families who have a child with cancer, and we're ready and willing and able and want to be a significant part of the family and the family rallying around the child and the child beating the dreaded disease.
Anytime you have an event, Tom, it puts things in perspective, and
yes,
it's refreshing. We do a radio show here every day, and we talk about anything, a thousand things to Sunday all year long. But the one day that we do that I get the most feedback when I leave this building is when we do the radiothon, and how it hits home on so many levels for so many people.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing as well, and the people of Greater Jacksonville have been tremendous in supporting us in that regard as well. But, you know, you mentioned perspective, and that's exactly what it is. It puts life into perspective when you see these children, and especially sometimes when they defeat the disease and they go off to college and they're very successful and they come back and you get a chance to visit with them and their parents, and it is an incredible feeling to go through that type of thing. But to see these kids, to see the illness and the family rallying to fight the illness and to get the child better, that puts it all in perspective. You know, you have your free agency period, you have the draft, you meet these young men when you first bring them in here, and all those things notwithstanding, but when you are with a family that receives that incredible news, they have a child with cancer, it rocks you back, and your life is never the same.
You think about it this way, too, Tom. This the J Fund, you know, could have folded up 10 years ago when you when you left, and you didn't let it happen, and Kelly didn't let it happen, and the folks at, you know, Wolfson's didn't let it happen, and thank God for that too.
Yeah, that's right, and really, the statement was made by the board as we got together. You know, after I got fired here, we gathered with the board, and I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what would happen even in our – we had, with, as you well know, our scheduled spring event, our golf classic.
Sure.
And it was bigger and better than ever. And so the public responded, and they told us exactly what they wanted. And of course, Dr. Mike Joyce put it perfectly when he said, "We do not believe that the quality of care that we can provide for these children and their families would be the same without the J Fund." And that was, I think that's what everyone wanted to hear. And here we are now, our 22nd. And Dan, just to register this the right way, this July 3rd will be the 25th year of the anniversary of Jay's passing.
Mm.
And that is a kind of a shocker, too. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What, in the name of Jay McGillis, what, and in his spirit and his, you know, his makeup and the quality of the young man, what we've been able to do in helping families in the name and the spirit of Jay McGillis.
Well, it's an awesome endeavor, and many great events over the course of the year, and that includes the golf gala that's going on this weekend, and We'll see everyone out there Monday morning. It's always a great day on a great golf course, and I'm sure you're all looking for something I would never be late for, Coach, you know?
No, you better not be.
Coach, that's a couple football questions for you while we have you.
I'm so shocked that you're going to talk about football.
Well, you know, that's how we roll. You come in here and you come back to Jacksonville. How do you feel? Let's start with this. How do you feel now today about the roster that you guys have put together versus maybe when you got here? Obviously, you were very active in free agency. Now we're post-draft. Give us a sense of how you're feeling about it. I obviously know there's a ton of work to do, but give us a sense of how you feel about the overall roster right now.
Well, there is a ton of work to do, but we have made progress. I'm not a big talker or flowery expression type of an individual, but I am pleased as I walk around the practice field, the way that players are working, the effort that they're putting into it, the unity factor, I can see it growing. I see the improvement, and that's what this thing is all about. We're at the end of phase two today. We're at the end of phase two, and we begin phase three next Tuesday, and those 10 OTAs will conclude with a mandatory minicamp, so we have an opportunity again to continue to evaluate. And a big word that Coach Doug Marrone uses is availability. You know, talent, all of these things put together, but what is important is a player remains available. He stays healthy. And that's one of the biggest issues that we are working towards right now is our conditioning and our strength development. And as we build that, we will build continuity and we will build team because of what the players will go through themselves. And the obvious is that you have to sacrifice, you have to pay a price to get to where you want to be. But while you're doing that, you are building that spirit of team. And that's really what we're after, along with improvement right now, in anticipation of the players understanding how important it is for them to stay in great shape, to continue to be strong, and then report back here on the 26th of July.
Tom, you said now somewhat famously at a press conference earlier this year, it's a team that needs some grit. Can you instill grit in current players? Do you have to, you know, at some point bring players in that have that grit quality you're looking for?
You can build people that you have. You can build with great with success based around the people that you bring in that you have, you know, competed against, for example, the free agency cycle, that you know are those kind of players. And I really do believe Calais Campbell is that kind of player. So that's one strong aspect of it. But grit is also an attitude, and it's an acceptance of what one has to do to get to the finish line, so to speak. So, you know, it's like the definition of coaching, getting people what they don't want to do what you want them to do in order to get to where we want to go. So that's what this thing is all about, and grit can be a big part of that. And I think everyone must really understand you got to roll your sleeves up now. I mean, that's what this thing is about. You got to roll your sleeves up. You got to be aware of what's happened here in the last 5 years, and you got to be darn disappointed about it. I'll try to keep my language along those lines, but you do have to be very, very upset with it, and it has to be a passion. It has to be something that is of great purpose to you individually to get this thing right. And if we have 53, 63, 90 at camp time who are buying in to that purpose, then we'll start to make some progress.
Visiting with Tom Coughlin, Executive Vice President of Football Operations with the Jaguars on the eve of the 22nd annual Tom Coughlin J Fund Celebrity Golf Classic, in partnership with the players, by the way. And Coach, you have a quarterback didn't have a great year last year. You have done what looks like trying to bring in pieces to the puzzle to help him succeed in every way possible. Cam Robinson, drafting Dede Westbrook. Is that kind of the thought process as you try to get back to one of my favorite words with you on the offensive side of the ball, balance?
Yes, the balance factor is critical for us. And I think, you know, you can say all you want, and we all do, and it's rightfully so. You do point at the quarterback because Let's face it, he's the guy. But you need to surround that quarterback with the talent that he needs to be effective. And there's no doubt in our mind that the running game, the offensive line improvement, an idea, a young man like Westbrook who can flat out fly, can take the top off of things, those are ways in which we can begin to create that kind of balance. I think if in running the ball we create the opportunity for play action pass, I know Blake is very good at the play action pass. And if we could be in that situation, the other thing that presents itself with the ability to rush the ball, obviously, in addition to toughening up your offensive line, toughening up your defense, is the idea that perhaps now your third downs are makeable and your percentages are going to grow very highly if your third downs are makeable.
Tom, I've been this question that's been hanging on me that I've grateful I have a chance to ask you, but you know, in New York, you won two Super Bowls with a quarterback who, if you went by these analytics and touchdown to interception ratio and completion percentage, didn't always look like a future Hall of Famer. Is that kind of the similar tact you took with Eli to build around him? Obviously, we know the defensive line and the defenses that you put together, and in the big moments, he came through, didn't make mistakes. But you know, Eli Manning is going to the Hall of Fame, and it hasn't been, you know, a smooth, efficient ride the entire way.
Well, it's certainly been, you know, if you want to go back and just talk about Eli, and I'm not into comparisons.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to tell you, you know, you got to realize the competitiveness and the passion and what ticks below the shoulder pads. You know, you're looking at a guy who, you know, I don't know how many games he's put together in a row, but he never misses a game. Separated shoulders, all the things that, you know, are hidden by, you know. But he lines up and plays every week as well, and his team rallying around him. And when the team concept comes to fore, all you got to do is think about some of the great, great games that he has had and how he performs under pressure in big games. I mean, there's lots of ways to look at, you know, how people are not as, I like to say, as good as they would like to be, and they are very easily discernible. Just look at the numbers. But there's more to this game than numbers. And I can tell you this, when you had the Chris Snees and the Richie Soyberts and Deal and that group, O'Hara, that group together in front of the quarterback, and we did have the pieces of the puzzle around him in terms of being able to run the ball with, whether it was Ahmad Bradshaw or whether it was you know, whoever it might be back there, and the receiver core to go with them. And not only that, but don't forget about the part the defense plays
sure.
here.
Right.
The defensive team helps the quarterback tremendously as well. And when that is understood the way the game really is meant to be played, you know, you put more emphasis on, hey, you know, okay, now maybe we do have to punt once in a while. That's okay. It's all right. Pin them down inside like we used to do with Eagles. Pin them inside the 10. Let them force them to drive it. You know, you talked about analytics. You know all the numbers. I mean, you know, the percentages taking the ball inside the 10 and driving it the other end of the field and scoring are very low. So, those types of things come into play as well. So that's what's important here is the idea of team, and we've tried to do that. You know, we tried to do some things in free agency to help that one side of the ball. You know, we made the trade for a guy who's not here right now. But we did try to do things in a balanced way. We'll continue to try to do that. You know, and again, being very vigilant in terms of where our needs might be, whether it be a depth thing or a special teams thing, you know, we're still in that process.
Have you talked to that guy who's here not right now?
I haven't,
no?
But Doug has.
Okay, so there has been some contact made?
There has.
Hey, Coach,
this is the greatest. Would
you get back to the J Fund
yes,
for a minute?
Yes.
For crying out loud, at least mention us.
22nd annual this weekend,
and at the stadium course. I'm telling you, I was out there Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's
the
tough.
Final day. Woo! What a magnificent!
Are you going? Are you going to 17 this year, Coach?
I am.
All right,
I am.
What
I hope I can get it over the water once in a while.
Yeah, we know better.
Have you ever kept any analytics or stats on your shots from 17? What was your best year, Tom?
I can tell you this. I start out really well. And then about the 17th foursome, it's like, well, you know, I think you need to have a little bit more than one or two swings to be able to do that with any kind of consistency. But I'll make my fair share. Yeah. I'll get it on the green.
Well, we appreciate you so much. And listen, honestly, and I've always told you this, you've won two Super Bowls. You've built our Jaguar franchise. You're back here rebuilding it. But I always will tell you, your greatest legacy is what you do with the J Fund, what your family does with the J Fund, what the McGillises, who I know are coming in this weekend in mass.
Yes, they are.
To
the whole group.
Yep. So that'll be great.
And Tom, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you a Hicken Arrival scream for your ringtone. You can put that on your cell phone, and every time it rings, it'll
get you going in the morning.
It'll just be Dan screaming.
Well, I don't like the phone anyway, so that'll be the end of that.
Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.